Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
An up-and-coming race car driver from Southern California is breaking the stigma of autism. He's our KNX Hero of the Week, and he's proving that you can win, even if you have the diagnosis.
His name is Austin Varco, and remember it, you might see it lit up in lights one day. Born into a family of race car drivers, Austin was inspired by his mom and dad to get into racing.
One weekend when I was four, they put me in a go-kart, and ever since then, I've been driving.
As a young child, Austin's doctor told his parents that he was on the autism spectrum.
My parents just wanted me to have a normal life, so they did not pursue that diagnosis. You know, I lived a very normal life. I went to an arts high school and I got into college.
But there were some lingering behaviors and differences that Austin would notice over the years. So while attending USC, Austin went back to the doctor with some questions.
I was wondering why I was upset all the time, and I got tested, and that's when I got my diagnosis. So I was 20. Mm-hmm. When I got it, everything made sense. And I started talking to other people who were on the autism spectrum and realizing that I shared a lot of the same struggles. At the time when that happened, I was just starting to take racing really seriously. So I thought, man, what a cool thing it would be to use my racing career as a platform.
Austin also believes his autism actually helps him on the track.
I'm really good at remembering specifics. I'm super analytical. Like, one thing that makes me better than the rest in racing is I can take a set of data that most people would kind of look at and have no idea what it's showing them, mm-hmm. and I can tell a story with it. And I can use data to look for tenths and hundredths of a second on my laps. Things like that, I'm definitely high functioning, and you know, I'd argue that that's a strong suit.
And things have been going well for you lately, haven't they?
We just capped it off this weekend. This was my first full season, you know, in competitive wheel-to-wheel racing, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so you won, right?
Won twice this weekend. We had a sweep.
That is incredibly impressive. Real quick, Austin, explain the series you are a part of.
Yeah, so the series is called Spec Miata. Essentially, it's a spec class, which means that all the cars are identical. They are Miatas, the first and second generation Mazda Miata converted into non-street legal race cars. So they have roll cages and race suspensions by Penske. They run this really slick Hoosier tire. They're basically like we call it a momentum class. So they don't have a whole lot of power, but you just need to drive it at the absolute limit to get the most out of the car. What that means as a spec class, if all the cars are the same, is that it really comes down to the driver in the box in terms of performance.
So is NASCAR on the horizon for you?
Well, NASCAR is the ultimate goal. For me, that's where I've always dreamed of it. I was, a funny story, I was named after a NASCAR driver. Austin Cameron, he won Rookie of the Year in NASCAR West the year I was born, 1999.
That's awesome.
And I was born, my parents say I was born during a night race.
So you really were born to do this. Austin, real quick, do you think the label getting on that autism spectrum, do you think that that was a missing piece in your life?
Yeah, well, I mean, the label was the reason that I wasn't diagnosed when I was two. So, and I totally understand that. But for me, having the label gave me some peace. Mm. I think, like, I had been searching for why I was different my whole life. And so to finally be able to say, oh my God, like, there are people who experience what I experience. And not only people, but one in 44 people experience what I experience. And that was both humbling and, like, it kind of made me feel full. It was a really important point in my life.
I want to take a moment. That's a lot of people. Can you repeat that number again?
One in 44 are diagnosed with autism. And that number has risen over the past decade. I think it was one in 55 about 10 years ago. So scientists are finding much earlier signs now. And so it's a lot of younger children are getting diagnosed that may not have been diagnosed 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I mean, it's great in the sense that it's becoming far less stigmatic and there are much more resources.
Speaking of resources, Austin, tell me about your program, Race for Autism.
We put on our first event in October at a Spec Miata race. We had 75 families come out. It was a big fundraising event for a local charity called Kern Autism Network. And they all, you know, had all these kids like come and sit in the car. We took pictures in the race car, signing autographs. It was so much fun. And the reception was so positive. We're absolutely going to do it again. And my goal is to do this at every weekend at tracks all over the U.S., making an impact in like a very small local charity, local families, and really pushing that cause forward. And the weekend of that event, the kids decorated my race car with puzzle pieces that had their names on it, little drawings, all kinds of colors. And I raced in that trim. And so this past weekend, I won both days with all the kids' names on the car and the name of the organization we worked with. So it's, and that's what I want to do. Like going forward, it's my dream to do that in NASCAR and like, and really make an impression in those paddocks, because that's where we can reach the most amount of people.
Speaking of reaching people, coming up here on December 10th, you are going to be speaking at the Autism Speaks Walk at Dodger Stadium.
I'm going to have a booth. My car is going to be there. Kids are going to be putting puzzle pieces on it. And then additionally, I'm doing a little presentation at the opening ceremony.
At 23, he's already broken a number of racing records. He's inspiring a new generation of young drivers, and he's breaking the stigma of autism. Austin Varco, our KNX Hero of the Week.
I want to be the living figure that shows people that there are good parts to it. And I think that one thing that makes me a good spokesperson for the disability is that I can act kind of as a bridge between people who don't have autism or have never known someone who has autism and an autistic person. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I think I'm good at with my job too. Like as a coach, I have to interact with strangers for 90 minutes at a time and I don't really like that. But what I do like is that I think I communicate well with people because I can read people really well in a one-on-one setting. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's, the coaching has trained me to be a better spokesperson for autism too, because I can kind of communicate with people who maybe don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
And want to understand it.
Well, I am definitely one of those people who wants to understand it more. And I am so impressed with everything that you are doing. Thank you so much, Austin. KNX Heroes are brought to you by the Wallace Firm, winning in the courtroom and in our community. Go to AustinVarco.com to connect with Austin and to learn more about autism. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX News 97.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.